All right. Good morning, everyone. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name is Oliver, and welcome back to a new Discolly episode. It is April 25th, 2025, just 2 minutes past 11 a.m. Truly, me and my experiences with TransLink just don't end ever. I swear to God, one thing happens and immediately, like, the bus is now like 5-10 minutes late. Which is why I'm just the smidges bit late today for this episode. But we are here. I made it. Yay. It's a beautiful sunny day here in Vancouver. So go outside, enjoy the sun, enjoy the weather, have a picnic, play some music, grab a speaker. Like, I always stress to everyone to please grab a speaker whenever it's like a summer day, a sunny day. Get some friends, lay down on the grass, lay down at the beach, and just chill. Just chill, put some music, put some summer vibe music, some R&B, some like folk pop, like enjoy it. Whatever, you know, gives you pleasure during a sunny day, play that kind of music, because it's that kind of day. Welcome back to a new Discolly episode. But before I do get into it, I want to acknowledge that CITR is live and broadcasting off of the unceded ancestral and traditional lands of the Musqueam, Coast Salish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations. But yes, welcome back to a new Discolly episode. If you guys are new here and don't know exactly how this show runs, basically for about 2/3 of the show, I talk about a pretty mainstream artist. I talk about one of their projects. I focus on one of them. Usually it's an album. And we talk about their discography around that album. We talk about the genres, the music, some specific songs, look at the lyrics, look at the production. We look at the vinyl record pressings for that album. We look at if they toured that album, and what there is to, you know, to say and or add to the discourse around that artist and that album. And then for 1/3 of the show, the last third of the show, I bring in an artist who is a little less known, emerging, and I usually like to do that they are Canadian. And then I show you guys this artist who I think is pretty similar, or there's some similarities to our mainstream artists that I've talked about, and kind of try and provide a segue for you guys to get to know new music and discover artists that you may end up liking. Who knows? Because that's also the cool part about Discolly, is that not only are you guys learning about new music, I am as well. And I get to listen to everything for the first time with you guys. I usually go into them blind for the discovered artist of the week, so that I like kind of give you guys my first opinion, and then yeah, we just kind of have fun with it. But that's basically how it works here on Discolly. But without further ado, let's get straight into it. Today's mainstream artist, or today's artist of the week, is Ari Lennox, also known as Courtney Sinead Salter, was born on March 26, 1991 in Washington, D.C., which makes her 34 years old. She is a singer-songwriter and has been singing since 2011 and continues doing so. She's an R&B, soul, and neo-soul artist, and she's under the label Dreamville and Interscope, where she's released most of her projects. And the two main projects that she's released, which are her two main albums, are Shea Butter Baby in 2019 and Age, Sex, Location in 2022, also known as ASL. Not to be confused with American Sign Language, ASL stands here, in this case, Age, Sex, Location. And that is actually the album that we will be doing today, ASL. Because ASL, as much as I've heard some music of Shea Butter Baby, ASL was really the album that caught my attention when it comes to Ari Lennox. I got to know her through some features. I also know that she works very closely with J. Cole, but I knew her from some features with Summer Walker as well. I know they're really close. But yeah, ASL was really the one that like caught my attention, which is why we're going to be doing it today. ASL was released September 9th of 2022 under the genres R&B, soul, and neo-soul. The producers are J. Cole and Brian Michael Cox. For those who don't know Brian Michael Cox has kind of worked with most, if not all, of the most iconic R&B singers and groups, actually. He helped produce a couple songs for Destiny's Child, a couple songs for Ari Lennox. I think there were... who was the other artist? Damn it. I had it in my head. What was his name again? Let's see. Brian Michael. Maybe I'll remember before I search it up. But I know he's worked closely with... Chris Brown. That's another one. But there's a main one here. Wait. Mariah Carey. Mary Jane Blige, Monica... Who else? And Usher. There we go. Sorry. Forgot the little list in my head. I had it memorized, but then I forgot. But yeah, Brian Michael Cox just like knows how to get that R&B sound and knows how to get that R&B production. Especially, I think, a little bit more like neo soul as well. But yeah, so he's iconically known for that. And he works close with Ari Lennox for the ASL album. There was three singles off the album, which were Pressure, Hoodie, Waste My Time. And the album, when you listen to it, I think it personally reminded me a lot of Solange Knowles. If that sounds at all familiar, Solange Knowles is Beyoncé's sister, who also is a singer, not as, you know, prominent of a singer as Beyoncé, but she is just equally as talented and equally as amazing. She has a very interesting sound. I don't know if anyone has ever listened to Solange or knows Solange, because I know she's not that well known. But I very much related Ari Lennox's music to Solange's music. But I think they both took huge influences from making homage to artists like Diana Ross as well as Donna Summer, which I think we'll be able to see it a little bit in the song Pressure by Ari Lennox. But yeah, I don't want to give too much of my opinion here before we get into this music, because I want you guys first to take a listen to the music and then, you know, start forming your guys' own opinions. The first song that I want to play for you guys is one of the singles that was released. It's called Waste My Time. Well, without further ado, let's stop yapping and let's start listening. This is Ari Lennox with Waste My Time on Discolly here at CITR 101.9 FM.
Making me stupid. No funny Valentine loving from Cupid. Need someone to get to it. I see you begging, so there ain't no choosing. There must be a glitch in my phone. I'm ready for the switch to turn me on. Won't you come do something wrong to me? Cause I'm tryna have you. Waste my time, get on my mind. Cause I got the time to waste.
Welcome back. That was Waste My Time by Miss Ari Lennox. I love that song because you really don't expect the I don't want to call it a major beat drop, but kind of the beat drop to hit you about 20 seconds into the song. But I think that kind of sound is very similar to Destiny's Child, both in the harmonies as well as the funky and groovy production, a little bit more R&B for sure, and like a little less soul. Maybe a bit of soul in the harmonies, but not really in the production itself. But it's like a really fun, interesting, groovy, like vibey song. Definitely more of a danceable song. So yeah, I mean, when I heard that song, I was like, throw me back to like the early 2000s, like kind of Beyonce, Destiny's Child, late 1900s sound. Like this is a vibe. But yeah, Ari Lennox in this, if you can tell by the actual title of the album, it's a very sensual album. It's very intimate. It's very raw. That's kind of like who she is and kind of like her image. I mean, the cover of this album is just phenomenal. She is serving body. she is kind of like it. It's very much like a goddess portrayal of herself. She's like, you know, laying, I guess, or leaning on like this ground of water. There's a reflection of her, these beautiful drapes in the background, and the color scheme of it is just phenomenal. It's like these like really nice, warm pastel colors, very much sunset. Yeah, check it out. I mean, it's a phenomenal album cover. And now that we're talking about the actual physical album and like the actual, you know, visual, let's talk a little bit about the vinyl record pressings that came with this album. So there's usually always a standard black pressing, which is just black vinyl for the album. But for this one, she did have a couple, like two colors that kind of went along with it. She had a like teal turquoise color. I don't know if that was an Amazon exclusive. Oh, it's called a sea blue. Okay, well, correct me if I'm wrong, but it pretty much looks teal. But it is, I think, an Amazon exclusive, if not just like a web store exclusive. And then she has the Interscope Records exclusive. That's like a baby pink, which goes a lot better with the album cover. Less so with the sea blue, but the sea blue does kind of give it like some nice contrast. And I really like that the middle sticker of the vinyl is matching with that of the album cover. But yeah, gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous album. I'm not gonna lie. I wish I owned it. Maybe one day. But yeah, that's basically the vinyl for you guys. Moving down the track list, Waste My Time is song number 3. And then before that, we have POF and Hoodie. Hoodie was the other single that I mentioned. But the next song that I want to play is actually a fun one. This is actually the one that I ended up liking a lot. This is the one where like the harmonies, oh my God, I think I'm going to sneeze. Oh no. Here, wait, give me 2 seconds. Here, wait. Okay. It's gone. Oh, I thought I was about to sneeze in this mic to you guys. But yeah, Pressure is the one where I think the harmonies are very similar to Solange. Let me search up the specific song that I'm thinking of Solange. I can see, that's how it goes. One night. Ooh. Let's see, discography. I think it's A Seat at the Table. No, it's When I Get Home. It's the song, I know it. Oh, Bins, B-I-N-Z, Bins. That one has a really interesting, I think it's on a minor key, and then she harmonizes with like on the minor, which is crazy. It gives like a nice little, I don't know, like a tingle, like a body tingle is kind of how I can represent it. But in Pressure, like there are very like nice harmonies, and then there's like this don't. It's like you'll listen to it. But I'm gonna give my opinions after I play the song. But you're listening to Ari Lennox on Discali here at CATR 101.9 FM, and this is Pressure.
Apply that. Get it, don't be timid when you win it. Apply that. Love up on it, live alone, leave it. I don't want no drip, baby, it's bad like it's in it. So fine, it's spicy, baby, jump up on it. I guess that's why you like it, baby, come and get this. Takes a lot to excite me, baby, give it all you got. I'm a tough cookie, baby, get the right stuff. You texting me, you know I won't read.
replying. Why you ain't f*** with me when I wasn't this fly? Now I'm on top and I'm riding sky. Don't need nobody, but I'll take you down tonight. And now I'm okay with being nasty. You f***ing hot for all these clothes anyway. My body dripping, boy, but you gon' have to wait. But when you get it, lick it like a candy cane. Keep your eyes on me, eyes on me, apply. Get it, don't be timid when you in it, fight. Love a bony, live alone, leave it. So I don't want no drip, baby, spray it like you need it. So fine, it's spicy, baby, jump up on it. I guess that's why you like it, baby, come and get this. Takes a lot to excite me, baby, give it all you got. I'm a tough cookie, baby, get the right stuff. Bobby, baby, twist it on it. Do it like you mean it, darling. Keep it coming, ooh, keep me running, leave it messy, go ahead and live in it, swim up in it, oh, Bobby baby, twist it on it, do it like you mean it, darling, keep it coming, ooh, keep it running, leave it messy, go ahead and live in it, swim up in it, oh, your eyes on me, apply, get it, don't be timid when you in it, life, love a bomb. Live alone, leave it. So I don't want no drip, baby, spray it like you need it. So fine, it's spicy, baby, jump up on it. I guess that's why you like it, baby, come and get this. Takes a lot to excite me, baby, give it all you got. I'm a tough cookie, baby, get the right spot.
Western Canada's largest documentary film festival returns to present the 24th edition from May 1st to the 11th. DOXA will screen a roster of timely and thought-provoking documentaries in theatrical venues across the city, bringing filmmakers and audiences together for an engaging cinema experience. The 2025 lineup showcases 39 features, 30 short and mid-length films, and industry events. Screenings will take place at the Vancouver Playhouse, the Cinematheque, VIF Centre, and SFU Goldcorp Centre for the Arts. Head to doxa.ca to grab your tickets and explore all that DOXA has to offer this May.
If you enjoy bluegrass and old-time music, please join up and become a member of the Bluegrass Music Association of Canada, the BMAC. With your membership, you'll receive a quarterly full-color Bluegrass Canada magazine, as well as have access to the Bluegrass Canada website. Your membership will also allow you to contribute to the nomination process of the Canadian Bluegrass Music Hall of Fame. Help BMAC promote bluegrass artists with up-to-date information, including band members, performance locations, and helpful advice for bands wishing to travel to the USA. And finally, it will allow you to access information for festivals and events across Canada, bluegrass radio listings, organization partnerships, and a resource library for all things bluegrass. To learn more, log on to bluegrasscanada.org or call Mike Higgins at membership at 905-567-4708.
All right, welcome back. That was Miss Ari Lennox with Pressure, probably my favorite song off of the ASL album. Yeah, you can kind of tell there's some really nice harmonies there in the beginning as well as near the end. But the dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun, that part, I love that part. It's got a nice beat, a nice rhythm, a nice flow. It's more of like a bouncy song is like the way I would want to like describe it. Definitely not as like funky as like I don't really know how to explain it. Like a little less like funky and groovy, like the Destiny's Child, or also like Waste My Time. This one's like a little bit more of a, like a bouncy feel to it. But damn, she can do the blues sound 100%. But yeah, I want to talk a little bit about her tour, the Age Sex Location 2023 North American tour that she had. She did in fact come to Vancouver on the 7th of February 2023 to the Commodore Ballroom. I did not go to that concert, unfortunately. I do remember her announcing it, but I can't remember if I was just busy that day or if I was like, it's 7th of February. That clearly sounds like school for me. But it would have been really cool to go see her at the Commodore. The Commodore Ballroom is a great venue. It is very intimate. It's also very like well kept. It's also one of like the oldest venues, I think, in Vancouver. And it's just, yeah, it's phenomenal. So I actually have a concert there on the 30th. We're going to go see Ravina Aurora at the Commodore Ballroom, which is super exciting. Hopefully I see you guys there. I love meeting people, literally anyone, at concerts, because having a shared interest in music is just so much fun, because then you're just like, how did you discover this artist? And it's really cool to see them like start at venues like Commodore Ballroom, dare I say Green Auto, and then Commodore. And then after they go to Commodore, they're just like, oh my god, they're playing arenas, that's crazy. But yeah, so she did Commodore Ballroom, and then she did a couple dates all around North America. She hit, how many places did she hit in Canada? Let's see, 1, 2. Fair enough. Just 2. Toronto and Vancouver. Honestly, we're lucky that she played Vancouver. Usually they just do Toronto and sometimes Montreal, but whatever. The next song that I want to play for you guys is actually skipping a couple songs after Pressure. We're going down after ASL Interlude, Mean Mug, Boy Bye featuring Lucky Day, Stop By, and Outside is the song that I want to play for you guys. Not a single at all, so this is definitely one of those songs that just came with the album. It is right before the song Leak It by Ari Lennox and Chloe. But yeah, let's get into Outside so that we can get into our discovered artist quite soon. You're listening to The Scully, and this is Ari Lennox with Outside.
Giving jump, not concerned with them in my bones.
Yeah, that was Outside by Ari Lennox. Oh my god, Arlie. Ari Lennox off of her album ASLH Sex Location. I love a good bass that sounds like bubbly. It sounds like a bubble. It sounds like, oh, how can I even say it? Like if I'm like kind of moving through like soap. You know what I mean? Like, like that kind of sound. Ooh, it's so fun. It's so pleasing. It's so, oh, it just, it's, that's groovy. That's groove. That's like, yeah, like I just want to like dance to it. You know what I mean? Love Outside. It's a really good song. I think it's one of the underrated songs off of the album. But yeah, just kind of giving you guys a little bit more of a debrief on ASL's track list. After Outside, there's Leak It, which is the one featuring Chloe, Blocking You, and then Queen Space, which is Ari Lennox and Summer Walker. For those who are interested to kind of like see what are some similar artists that sound like Ari Lennox, we got Summer Walker, we got SZA, we got her, we got Jhené Aiko, like I said, Solange, and also I would kind of say, who else could I say? I want to add one from like my end. Kiana Lede, maybe, I would probably say, if not like kind of Mooney. Trying to think of more R&B singers. And maybe the next one we're going to listen to is Savannah Rae, who is our Discovered Artist of the Week. But we'll get there. I still have two more songs for you guys off of Ari Lennox's discography. We're going to leave Age Sex Location there for today. I want to play some of her newer songs that she's released. The first one that I want to play is Smoke, that was released in 2024, and then Soft Girl Era, that was released just last month, if not this month, just last month. But first and foremost, let's get into Smoke, released back in October of 2024, October 18th. This is Ari Lennox with the song Smoke.
I'm begging,
save all your smoke.
Okay, that is rhythm and blues all the way, Miss Ari Lennox. That is not what I expected off Smoke. I actually haven't listened to the song at all, so this is my first listen to it, but definitely so much fun. I mean, the album cover itself is basically her on a mic with, I think, a band in the back, or if not, a choir in the back, or some type of backing vocals. Clearly, it's a shot from the music video, but I'm definitely going to have to look at that music video, because, like, oh my god, such a fun little song. That was, like I mentioned, released back in 2024, so maybe we're seeing a little bit of a shift when it comes to the genres and, like, her kind of image that she's trying to do, a little bit less sensual, intimate, and, like, very, like, groovy music and more of, like, a danceable kind of R&B. I can definitely see that for Ari Lennox, but I guess we'll have to see as well with her latest song, Soft Girl Era, that she released March 26th of 2025, which is this year. We're going to take a listen to that song. That'll be our last song for Ari today. And then we're going to move on to our discovered artist of the week, which is Miss Savannah Ray. Whoa, that kind of rhymed. But yes, thank you guys so much for joining me in talking about Ari Lennox and her discography. And, you know, getting to know a little bit more new music, even of artists that we kind of already know. Which, to continue, Soft Girl Era, haven't really listened to the song, so we're going to have to check it out. This is Ari Lennox with her latest single here on CATR 101.9. You are listening to Discolly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Y'all know what this is.
Baby, that's $1 million in the mirror. Yeah. Step back, get back, can't get nearer. Ain't tryna do nothing but look pretty in here. Yeah. Hurry up and put me in my soft girl era. Ain't first class, I ain't going nowhere. Nails, hair, rent, pay, take me somewhere. Ain't tryna do nothing but look pretty in here. Hurry up and put me in my soft girl era. G5 fly high maintenance. I've been busy, take me on a vacation. Put your money to your mouth, don't say. Serving cake on the plate, come face it. I can be a passenger princess. Move quick for add interest. Don't you tell nobody what you witness. Cause what we doing ain't no one's business but you. What you gon' do? I'm saving all this for you. It's a hard nightlife, can you treat me right? Show me something new. $1 million in the mirror. Step back, get back, can't get nearer. Ain't tryna do nothing but look pretty in here. Hurry up and put me in my soft girl era. Ain't first class, I ain't going nowhere. Nails, hair, rent, pay, take me somewhere. Ain't tryna do nothing but look pretty in here. Hurry up and put me in my soft girl era. Put me in my soft girl era. Talk, baby, show me how you want it. Know I got you hooked like phonics. That is hell and it's iconic for you. Oh, what you gon' do? I'm saving all this for it's a hard nightlife, can you read it right? Only me on the menu. Baby, that's $1 million in the mirror. Step back, get back, can't get nearer. Ain't tryna do nothing but look pretty in here. Hurry up and put me in my soft girl era. Ain't first class, I ain't going nowhere. Nails, hair, and pay, take me somewhere. Ain't tryna do nothing but look pretty in here. Hurry up and put me in my soft girl era. Put me in my soft girl era.
Soft Girl Era, indeed. That was Ari Lennox with Soft Girl Era, her latest single released back in March of this year. Guys, thank you so much for joining me. That was definitely more of a danceable kind of song that we've seen with Ari Lennox. Very much of a higher BPM, which is cool. It's fun. It's exciting to see Ari, you know, explore this side of R&B now. But now let's move on to our Discovered Artist of the Week and play their first song that I have lined up for you guys. We are introducing today Savannah Rae Simpson, also known as Savannah Rae. She's from Scarborough, Ontario, and released her EP Opia in 2020. She's been releasing some singles ever since that album was released, but I do want to focus on Opia a bit. She is a singer and obviously sings in R&B. The first song that I want to play for you guys is called Where You Are, which is the second track off of her EP Opia. So without further ado, this is Savannah Rae with Where You Are.
Know your actions, they gon' tell it. You acting childish. No, they don't mean a thing. No, even through some things. This shit is bigger than rings. I give up all of this shit for you. I can get you out, I just need a night, get you alone. Notice in a race, you can pick the pace, get you in the zone. Hate it when we fight, when we say goodnight. You're on mine, not for the night, but for life. About to go and got the green light, go. When you touch down, that's no long convo. The phone, the text, emails right now. Better to me like you mean it. I wanna be where you are. I wanna be where you are. You can swim right in like ocean dry. Show me the pain, I'll take it away. Distance may change, I'ma still feel the same. Ooh. I can get you out, just need a night, get you alone. Notice in the race, you can pick the pace, get you in the zone. Hate it when we fight, we say goodnight. You're on mine, not for the night, but for life. About to go, I got the green light, go. When you touch down, there's no long convo. The phone, text, the emails right now. Better tell me like you need. I wanna be where you are. I wanna be.
Are getting you down or you're tired of scrolling on your phone? Massey Books is the one-stop shop for you. A 100% Indigenous-owned business that is committed to giving back to local charities, community initiatives, and organizations, Massey Books has a vast selection of rare and unique books, as well as a diverse range of books that are from underrepresented authors. You can shop online at masseybooks.com or visit their store on 229 East Georgia Street in Chinatown. They are open 7 days a week from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Wednesday to Saturday and 12 to 5 from Sunday to Tuesday. Their friendly staff would love to give you a hand to find your new favorite read.
Love. Love.
What do you love, and what do you love about it? My name is Ewan, and with I Love You Hour, I want to know. Come join me bi-weekly Tuesdays at 6 p.m. to discuss music and the stories we connect to it, either in person, on the phone, or through messages at I Love You Hour on Instagram. That's I-L-U-V-U Hour on Instagram, or through email at iluvhour@gmail.com. If you love sharing music and telling stories, listen to I Love You Hour bi-weekly at CITR 101.9. And remember, I love you.
All right, welcome back. That was Savannah Ray with Where You Are off of her EP, Opia. Super heavy on the bass. Definitely R&B. I want to say more of like an intimate feel to the R&B and less of a danceable feel that we kind of see with Ari Lennox. Ari does have those kind of songs where they're a lot more like bass heavy, a lot more beat heavy, a lot more, I want to say like almost, it feels like being cemented into your brain, if that makes sense. Like there's like the, I want to get in there and I want to like dissect how you're feeling with the song, if that makes sense. I don't know if that's a little bit weird to describe it, but it's just a different feel than a danceable song that you kind of feel more light on your feet. This one feels more like, you know, like, ooh, like things are getting serious. The next one that I have for you guys off of the Opia EP is Nothing Into Something, which is actually track number 3, which is right after Where You Are. So you're listening to The Scully, and this is Savannah Ray with Nothing Into Something.
Jack in the box for you popping me off, and I'm popping like popcorn. Cause I want that, I want your love. Looking at me, yeah, they looking at us. Windows fogging up, but I don't give a f. Yeah. Communication so sexy. Love the way that you listen. It's the way that you listen. Baby, you like my best friend. Wish I could bottle your asses. That is different. Take it the rest of the way. Oh, so I'll take it the rest of the way. Wherever you go, wherever we go, wherever we end up, you already know. So I'll take it the rest of the way. Soft on the inside, but harder on the outside. Cause like to play games. Do you wrong, they done you wrong. And I see it dead in your eyes. Baby, like a full moon, I'm acting now, acting now. Getting loud, getting loud, getting loud. What I'm supposed to say? You got me ooing and moving and shaking and running in braces. So baby, pull. I'll take it the rest of the way. Oh, so I'll take it the rest of the way. Wherever you go, wherever we go, wherever we end up, you already know. So I'll take it the rest of the way.
Welcome back. That was Nothing Into Something by Savannah Ray off of her album Opia. Not album, EP Opia. I was kind of scared there for a second. Again, because some of these songs, I'm going into it blind as well. I was scared there in the beginning that I was losing connection with you guys on CATR. And so I was like, oh my God, I was scrambling. I was like, oh my God, like the music stopped. And then it came back and I was like, oh my God, I fixed it. And then it stopped again and I was like, oh my God, I broke it. And then I just ended up finding out that it was just the song. It just had some like breaks. But anywho, after a little bit of a panic, I think it ended up, you know, it tuned well on the radio. But yeah, so that was kind of funny. But love the song. Very simple in the production. I like the piano. You know, I always say that I like an instrument sometimes every now and then on a song, and not just like production electronic based sounds, which maybe that is electronically produced, but it still very much gives like that classical piano feel, which is very nice. Something, if you guys didn't know about Savannah Rae, is that she just recently played Lollapalooza. I think it might have been Lollapalooza Chicago, but I know that there's a lot of Lollapaloozas all over the world. There's one in Argentina, one in Brazil, one in Paris, one in Germany. They're all over the world, except Canada, I think. We don't have a Lollapalooza. The closest thing we have to a really nice music festival is Oceaga, Calgary Stampede, which are both happening this summer. And then we have a bunch of like EDM electronic festivals, such as Fade in the Park. And what's that other one that's summertime? I think it's like in Ontario or something. There's also Veld, I think. I can't remember. But yes, if you can't tell, I'm not the biggest fan of EDM and house music, but I like to open my genres as much as I can. But yeah, we got about 10 minutes left here on Discali, which I feel I want to play two more songs, or maybe three. No, two more. Let's do two more. Two more songs off of the Opia EP by Savannah Rae. The next one that I have for you guys is Solid. If I remember correctly, when I was checking out her music, I think it was Solid that I liked. Or actually, no, it's not Solid, the one that I have lined up for you guys. It's actually Best Is Yet to Come, which is apparently a bonus track off of this EP. And then after that, we're going to be looking into one of her more recent singles, which is called Glory, released February 12th of this year. But without further ado, let's listen to the last song off of the Opia EP that I have for you guys, which is Best Is Yet to Come. You are listening to Discali here on CITR 101.9 FM.
Balance at the scale a bit, but you do like me thick, and I love this. You stuck with me through the thick of it. It's you and me, baby. You got the whip and I got the keys, baby. They trying you, they gotta deal with me, baby. Got a pass and it's not a deal breaker. Giving you the best of me. In life, there's no guarantees. Free like a backwood, low key like what's the password. I push whenever you get too close. Defense mechanism for my sperm donor.
Sorry,
used to wanna be my one and only.
Right,
what are the chances that you're here for me? Yeah, trust me, this love shit wasn't real for me. And at this point, it's you and nobody.
Giving you the best of me.
In life, there's no guarantees.
Welcome back. That was Savannah Rae with Best Is Yet to Come, the bonus track and last track of the Opia EP. Sorry, I just hit my mic by accident there with my hand. I was getting too excited. But yeah, I hope you guys liked Savannah Rae with her EP Opia. It's definitely a really good like first project for like an emerging artist. Especially love to see like Canadian talent such as Savannah's, start taking rise and start, you know, getting more recognized. And her achievement for Lollapalooza is definitely one that should not go unnoticed, because you never know, once you see them, you know, in like artists in festivals, you know, starting off in like the smaller stages, you never know when they're going to blow up. You never know when they're going to have that single that, you know what, that's catchy, that's good, there's potential. I could see Savannah Ray be that person. So without further ado, we're going to start moving on to our last song that's going to sign us off, which is Glory, the single from Savannah Ray, released on February 12th of 2025. Before I get into it, though, I do want to mention a couple tours that are happening this summer that I'm excited to see them, you know, start kicking off and be on their way. We just had the Katy Perry Lifetimes Tour kickoff in Mexico City. A lot of mixed thoughts about it I've heard recently online, and I've seen. Apparently, she might not have, you know, given the show that people were expecting. I think with Katy Perry specifically right now, she's in a spot where I think she just had such a good start in her career that it just is really hard to top something like the Teenage Dream era. And also just like in general, I think Katy Perry is just... how do I say it? Like, her, I don't know how to put it. I think she's in a time of like self-discovery to see like how she wants to keep her sound, change her sound, or cater the sound to like what we're currently seeing nowadays in the pop industry, in the pop music genre as well. But interesting to see how she takes it. We also have the Brat Tour, basically, I guess, like the second leg, like the second round of the Brat Tour with Charli XCX. She absolutely killed it at Coachella, basically saying that Brat Summer was like, quote unquote, over to make room for new summers and new artists that are coming this summer. She shouted out Kali Uchi. She shouted out Haim. She shouted out Caroline Polachek. She shouted out Rosalia, which, excuse me, but even Rosalia herself, does she know? Is she aware that she has a summer coming up? Like, I better see an album by Rosalia. I better see some music by Rosalia now, because I've been expecting it for a while now. But either way, it's okay. But yeah, so we have Brat. We also have the Beyonce Cowboy Carter Tour, the Rodeo Chilling Tour, I think it's called. That's starting off in, I think, four days, which should be interesting. We also have Ravina Aurora's tour starting pretty soon. The Marias are currently going to start his tour soon as well after their Coachella performance. And Lady Gaga has also started her tour with the Mayhem Ball, which unfortunately I won't be going to, which is so sad. Maybe, maybe not. I don't know. Tensions right now between neighboring countries are a little bit up in the air, but it's okay. But yes, without further ado, we're going to get into Savannah Ray. But I do want to inform you guys that up next at 12, which is about 4 minutes, we have Dave Radio Presents The Eclectic Lunch, a new episode. So definitely do stick around for that. It's always a fun time. I'll see you guys next week with a new episode, new music, new artist, new discovered artist. Can't wait to do it. And we're going to be heading into the month of May. Happy end of April, everyone. Happy Friday. Go enjoy the sun here in Vancouver. And I'll see you guys next week. This is Glory by Savannah Ray here on Discolly. Me on.
Only way I leave you is better than your past. You're the first man I don't have to brace for my heart in case. Treat me like a woman. Depth of this ocean so deep. Drive